It's been almost 4 weeks since a herd of 8 bison wandered off a ranch in Crystal Falls, about 15 minutes north of Sturgeon Falls. Yesterday, the final bison was returned to the ranch. Masood Atesh was happy to see them return and glad to put the worry behind him. Atesh runs Bison Ranch, a relatively new venture he started with his wife in 2018 just before their first daughter was born. The next year was busy for the new Crystal Falls ranchers as they began planning their new business and preparing the property for the bison. Step by step, we worked hard for our dream, Atesh recalled. Knowing there was a light at the end of the tunnel was encouraging. Once the fence lines were cleared, fences installed, and pastures divided into multiple sections for rotational grazing, the big day was fast approaching, almost time to purchase the bison. This first herd was bought in the summer of 2021, and the bison took to the 300-acre ranch right away. Happy and healthy, the bison felt, like they were in their natural habitat, with plenty of pastures to graze throughout the days, Atesh said. Things were looking up for the family. With the ranch up and running, they would soon have meat to sell, and their new business would begin seeing some returns on their investment and hard work. Little did they know a storm was on the horizon. Wicked winds blew through Crystal Falls on December 16 and toppled a dying tree standing next to one of Atesh's fences. The tree crushed a section of fence, and before the ranchers noticed the opening, the bison did, and as the grass is always greener, the herd moseyed over the fallen fence onward to undiscovered pastures. Before long, the word was getting out that the bison were on the loose. On December 17, the OPP issued a warning to residents to keep their eyes out while driving Highway 64 after a lone driver struck a bison. See, vehicle strikes bison on Highway 64. 7 more on the loose. There were no injuries in the accident, the OPP mentioned in their report, but that referred to human injuries. The bison's injuries were so intense it was put down. Constable Robert Lewis warned the public that although they look docile, bison are dangerous, unpredictable, and may charge without warning. Do not approach any of these animals, the OPP warned. After the highway incident, the bison returned to woods, out of sight from human eyes, digging through the shallow snow for their next meal. Indeed, the habitat was decent enough for lost bison. Atesh assumed they could find food. However, even at around 2,000 pounds, he knew his herd would have serious trouble if they encountered some wolves in those dark woods. He also worried about the roadways and potential injury to his herd, twisting or breaking a hoof or leg in the rough bush. His entire herd was gone, and without the bison to bank on, the new ranch's light at the end of the tunnel was beginning to dim. Hope returned once the community heard the news of the vagrant bison. Before long, West Nipissing residents were posting about the lost herd on social media, offering assistance and support to Masood and his family. The outpouring of support was much welcomed by Atesh, and before long, a full-scale search was underway, and neighbors were asking for help with finding drone operators that could assist the search and for portable corral systems to help wrangle the animals once found. Ron Camarand runs RC Drone Services in North Bay, and he put his drone, equipped with thermal imaging, to work. However, despite his best efforts, the weather was not optimal for drone searches. A few were executed, but in the end, it was boots on the ground that spotted the herd. The bison were spotted about 15 or 20 kilometers from the ranch, Atesh said. They were always traveling since their escape. People volunteered to search on ATVs and horses, as well, and even some pilots involved with training flights kept an eye over the area when they were flying. Eventually, the herd settled down in one area, which was close to Lac Clair Road near Highway 17, and Atesh, with help from his friends, was able to set up a portable corral system to lead the animals into a truck for transport. They're doing okay, he said, after corralling 6 of the bison back to the ranch on Wednesday, January 5. He knew it was just a matter of time before the last bison was captured, and sure enough, the wayward animal was reunited with the herd on Sunday, January 9. I am so happy to be part of this beautiful community, Atesh posted to Facebook. Your tremendous support, help and prayers will never be forgotten, he added. He thanked his neighbors Nicole and Mark Lepage for keeping the community updated and helping me out to organize the help and support with the search. Omer Laverne, James Parsons, Sam Verlint, Hubert Beaudry, Dale Easttip, Sean Gingras and Mitch DeShaitlitz operate farms in the region, and Atesh thanked them for letting me use their lands, equipment, supplying me hay and helping me out to manage the situation. Indeed, it took a community to find a missing herd, and Atesh is grateful to Anika Brissot, Chris Maisonneuve, Caroline Marks, Dennis Crocker LaRoque, Sylvie LaRoque, Marie LaRoque, Renee Millette, Tammy White Sutcliffe, Richard White Sutcliffe, and many others who helped with the search. These people were with me out there since the beginning, the search, walking with me in the bush, flying drones, bringing out horses and ATVs to keep track on the trails and patrolling roads. Alon Gingras, Richard T. Defoe, Kevin Gravel, and Steve Anderson were also integral to the search, and I want all of you to know that your help and support means a lot to me, Atesh said. Atesh is relieved to have his bison home, and grateful to the community for their help. The future of the ranch depended on the return of the herd, as without the animals, the financial forecast of Bison Ranch looked bleak. In 2019, it looked like Atesh Business was receiving a $200,000 grant from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation to help boost agricultural activity in the north. See. Farmers harvesting government cash at international plowing match, but I haven't received that grant, Atesh said, noting, some issues came up during the process, and he received nothing from the government. Without the grant, Atesh and his family bootstrapped the endeavor, and thanks to the help of his new community, the family's investment has a chance to grow. I have a large family now and you made this beautiful community my home. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.